Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
You're darn right. Glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on. Lots to get to. Listen, we've got Lauren Boebert this hour. That's going to be great. District 3 Republican, great state of Colorado. Make sure you stick around for that. We talk about the hypocrisy of Congress. It's not just Nancy Pelosi. It's not just Chuck Schumer. They're both nuts. But it's about the hypocrisy of Congress talking about guns. They're all safe at work all day because they're protected by good guys with guns. I've been saying this for forever. Until I run out of voice. And so are Hollywood stars like Matthew McConaughey. Listen, I think that he was very heartfelt the other day, but he goes to his set and he feels safe. He's safe because good guys with guns are there. Every athlete that complains about guns are all protected by good guys with guns. Who's this guy? Gabe Kapler at the San Francisco Giants. I'm not going to go for the national anthem until we fix our country, as he's protected by good guys with guns. So the hypocrisy is not lost on Lauren Boebert. We talk about that and an awful lot more. Then hour number three, it's going to be Christina Caramo. She's running for Secretary of State in the great state of Michigan. Make sure you stick around for her as well. We've got a little bit more on Biden. We're going to get a bit into the January 6th committee and how dumb that is, and much more. It's a Joe Pags Show coming your way on your Thursday. I'm feeling all right. Carrie, how's it going?
It's going okay.
You make it happen?
Yep.
You getting it done?
Yep.
You going to sing this time or no?
No.
Seems I got John's on the board now, and he'll find that when I start singing this song, he'll have to turn the music up.
I'm sorry.
You know what I mean?
I'm sorry.
Does anybody really want to hear that, to be honest?
Hear you?
Except for, like, my mother. She wants to hear it, right?
Oh, I'm sure. Left here
on my own. Polo's here. Sam along for the ride. Let's go. Numbers as usual, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stop to scream. This is what we do, people. I want you to turn the radio up and sing along. Let's go. Took the key. Feeling all right. Come on, Carrie. I'm not feeling too good myself. No? You're saying no?
Nope.
I'm saying yes. Bring it.
Yes, sir. Feeling all right.
A little harmony.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Oh, my goodness. It's like I could get a job singing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What? What do you mean?
Somebody
in the chat room said I made him spill his gin and tonic. What is that? What is that?
I'm going to say that's a bad thing.
It is a Thursday. We're feeling all right. Almost Friday. The weekend's almost here. We can go ahead and kill that, John. I appreciate you. I can't fade it from here. No, you can leave me up. Yeah, the song's got to go. That's Huey Lewis from, by the way, John is a great guy. Also runs the Rangers. The Islanders. Is it the Islanders or the Rangers? Islanders, good. He does everything in the building, it turns out. I'm talking to John, just hanging out. He's like, yeah, and I do these 18 things. I'm like, well, you're making like, what, $2 million a year? Oh, no, I'm getting the experience I need to go and, you know, have this. He's going to be great. Just like Jane is going to be great. These are really fine folks here at Hofstra University on Long Island. Yeah, that's from the motion picture, because everybody always asks me, duets, and that's Huey Lewis in the News. I like that version of the song because it's got horns. But see, John doesn't know that I sing the song, and he's like, well, do I just leave it up and drown you out? I'm like, yeah, well, that's probably a good bet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, Karen?
I would go for that, yeah. Drown you out.
In 15 years that I've been working, John, with this lady, Carrie Lockie, and believe me, it's not as nice as she sounds. She's a real pain in the ass. 15 years, she's sung one time on the radio, once, and that was because I told her I would give her Bon Jovi tickets if she did.
Yeah.
So I had to send her to Bon Jovi. Twice I've sent you to Bon Jovi now.
This is true.
But let me ask you this. When you complain on Thursday when I sing,
mm-hmm.
Do the fans give you a hard time? They probably do, right?
No, they really don't.
They probably like, forget it.
No, they don't complain about it.
Really?
I think they're okay with me complaining about your singing. Yeah,
I don't think so.
I get
emails all the time. What's wrong with that lady?
Really?
And I'm like, I don't know. And then
if there's anything wrong with me, it's because I've been working with you for the last 15 years.
No, no, no. I give them your mother's number, and then we just settle it that way.
That's great.
It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Let's get into, because I don't want to waste my breath on Biden. Can we all just decide, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, I don't care who the hell you are. The guy's not there. He's not lucid. He's a shell of who he used to be. I like saying he's a little something off the fastball, but it's even worse than that. He just gets lost. And when you need the late night comedian to find your place for you again, that's an issue for me. It just is. But I heard, and again, I was in the studio for hours trying to set it up so we could get the video out. And it looks like it's working pretty well. But I got to hear a lot of Sean's show today. And I normally don't because I'm preparing the show and I'm doing my interviews and whatever else. But I listened to a lot of it, and he's doing a great job of talking about what we've been talking about for months now. When we had Kash Patel on the first time, the former chief of staff of the DOD, when we had him on the first time, I was flabbergasted. And all credit to Sean, because he was on Sean's show the night before on TV. Kash Patel has the actual documents that show President Trump gave the approval for at least 10,000, if not 20,000, National Guard troops to protect the Capitol on January 6th. That is a known. So whatever Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and Adam Schiff and the farter, what's his name, Swalwell. Oh, he farted on TV. No, you know, he let one. I don't want to hear about a coffee mug, Carrie.
Okay. That,
he ripped one.
Okay.
He ripped one. He ripped it. So that guy, you got people on this committee that are only looking to stop Donald Trump from running again. And I've always said, I don't want to disqualify the talk show host that's up against me. I want him or her to be on. And then I want to kick that ass. You know what I mean? I don't want to win by default. But these politicians, man, they seem to think it's a good thing to just eliminate your competition. It's not even American. It's like anti-capitalism. It's anti-competition. It's anti our way of life. It's so weird to me. But there's nothing else that they're doing this for. Because, again, we have the man on video and audio saying, march down to the Capitol. I'm gonna go there with you, which he wasn't going to march with them. I don't know why he said that. But I'm going to go there with you and peacefully let them know what you want them to do. He says that, and then a second time he says something to the effect of, go down there, make your voices heard, and make sure that you exercise your constitutional right. There's no constitutional right to go and riot or you know, cause mayhem and vandalism at the Capitol. But there are 10 to 14,000 hours of, like, cell phone video, closed caption video closed circuit video that we pay for as the taxpayers that we're not allowed to see, that I think would show federal agents telling people, hey, man, why don't you go in there? Psst, hey, man, go in there and tell them what's up. And there's also, I've seen the video of the Capitol Police opening the door and saying, listen, I disagree with you, but you're allowed to be here. This is your right. So the idea that it's open and closed, it's just a sealed tight case, is stupid. It just really is. But at the end of it, mark my words, all they want is to stop this guy from running again because they just can't beat him. That's why. So we've got this stupid charade that's happening tonight on television, the January 6th committee. Carrie, do you think they're going to bring up the fact that there are actual documents now that have been released that say Donald Trump offered up at least 10,000 troops on January 2nd? Do you think they'll talk about that?
No, I don't.
Carrie, it's January 2nd. It's not like it was January 7th, the day after it happened. Mm-hmm. On January 2nd, 4 days prior to the riot that happened at the Capitol by a small portion of the people that were actually marching that day and peacefully protesting, which they're allowed to do. 4 days earlier. And the Capitol Police, run by Nancy Pelosi, said no. And the mayor's office, whatever her face is in Washington, I can't think of her name, she said, oh, is it Bowser? I think it's Bowser. She says no. And then afterwards, they say that he incited a riot. Listen, they've been accusing Donald Trump of being racist since 2015 when he came down the aisle, came down the escalator. While he was the president, he did more for black Americans, especially young black Americans, than Barack Obama did in 8 years. He did way more. Criminal justice reform, prison reform, second chance, what was it called, the second start of the second chance program. He went down the list and helped out minorities especially more than any president preceding him. Yet he was a racist. And my argument then was, and I think it's a good argument, he's the worst racist I've ever seen. He's not very good at it. And now you've got a guy who wanted the riot, or the insurrection, as they call it, at the Capitol. Yet he offered 10 to 20,000 troops to stop a riot or an insurrection at the Capitol. What an idiot. If he wanted a riot or an insurrection at the Capitol, would he really have done that? I'm thinking not. Like, if I want to go rob a bank, and Carrie, listen, I stopped that a long time ago. Don't even.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
If I wanted to go rob a bank, the last thing I would do is pay for some security at the bank to stop me from robbing the bank before I go and rob the bank. That'd be kind of dumb, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah.
So I'm just saying, let's use your brain. Get away from left versus right. Get away from politics. Get away from I have to hate Trump or hate Pelosi. Forget all that crap. Why would he ever offer the troops if he wanted to have this riot / insurrection / whatever we're calling it? He wouldn't. But you've got their two puppy dogs. They've got Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Can Kinzinger do a day without crying? Can he just stop the tears, please? This guy's in the military. What's wrong with this guy? Did he cry today, Carrie? Do we know?
I don't know, but I will check for you.
Going to be on primetime television tonight. I bet he cries. Mm. I bet Trump's so bad. He's mean. You seen his hair? He's mean. They'll have Cheney and Kinzinger be the stars tonight. Going on and on about how, as a Republican, to save the democracy, we have to make sure this man never runs for office again. Now, let's really just consider this. A, we're not a democracy. We're not. We're a representative republic. What does that mean? No, we are a democracy. We're a democratic representative republic. If we were a democracy, that means every American, all 300 whatever million of us, would have to vote on every issue. We don't do that. We go ahead and vote for a representative who we hope is going to go and do what he or she said they would do, either as a senator, as a representative, as a state senator or a state representative or assembly member, whatever it happens to be, we elect them to do our bidding. It is not a democracy. It's a representative republic. Yet for some reason, they must have done a focus group because the left can't stop saying it's bad for our democracy. It's so bad for democracy. It's something with them. I don't know what it is. It's something. And they think that we're going to just buy it. And then you see these doofuses on social media saying, yeah, well, what about democracy? It's bad for our democracy. He's not democracy. He hates democracy. He's a fascist. You know, Donald Trump is also the worst fascist I've ever seen. A fascist would take away your guns, increase regulations, increase taxes, increase the size of government. Donald Trump spoke at the NRA every year in the past few years. He's a guy who lowered regulations. He said, you want to add a regulation, you got to get rid of two. That was his policy. Lose two to gain one. So we were losing regulations. He brought manufacturing back by lowering taxes. Carrie, were you invited to the White House in 2017?
No, I was not.
I'm sorry, that was me. Mm-hmm. So when I went there and interviewed him, it was about taxes and about how every American who pays taxes will see a lowering of their taxes. Now, people in places like New York and California said, that didn't happen. My taxes went up. Right, because you weren't getting the special grants and buy-off by the federal government to make your state taxes not look as bad as they were. Your federal taxes went down. Your overall taxes went up because your state didn't have that place to hide anymore. So at the end of the day, he was a horrible fascist, too. I don't understand why we're having this issue, but millions will watch tonight, Carrie, and millions of them will walk away thinking what they're watching is reality. Mm-hmm. And that's the shameful part of it. Adam Schiff, we know, is a liar and lied for 5 or 6 years now about Russia collusion. We know that was a lie. It just didn't happen. Eric Swalwell dated a Chinese spy for 5 years. This is nothing that I'm making up. It's just there. Nancy Pelosi, who set the rules and then broke her own rules, she's got problems where she's buying stock in electric vehicles right before she brings a vote for electric vehicles to the floor of the House of Representatives. Yet they're going to go on tonight and put on their nicest faces and talk about, listen, this isn't about one man. This is about our democracy. This isn't about one man. This is about the democracy in America that the Founding Fathers wanted. By the way, they always bring up the Founding Fathers when they don't want to complain about the Founding Fathers. Then they complain about them. They were so horrible when they want something that the Founding Fathers would not have gone for. So, a couple of things here. And people might already be watching it because I think it's happening either now or very soon. Are you going to watch tonight? Are you going to go in with an open mind knowing that it's a biased panel? The panel was supposed to be, I believe, 8 Democrats and 5 Republicans. I thought it was supposed to be 13. It's not. I think it's 9 Democrats to 2 Republicans. It might be 7-2. Whatever it is, it's out of whack. And the only 2 Republicans are not the ones that Kevin McCarthy offered up or Mark Meadows offered up. I think it was Kevin McCarthy. Weren't those. You can't have those 5. Those are radical. They're no good. We reject them. And then Pelosi herself or the Democrats themselves nominated both Cheney and Kinzinger, who both gladly said yes with bells on. So will you watch? Do you care? Are you going to believe them? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. When you go there, you'll see all the social media. Yeah, I know. A lot of you don't like that TikTok, but I gained over 100,000 followers in like 4 months. And the one that I did, the TikTok I did yesterday on Chuck Schumer, is over 100,000. The National Anthem one like has 1,300. They just suck. But the one I did in Biden today when he was on Kimmel, that's doing pretty good business as well. Go and check that out. Now, if you don't like TikTok, I'm not here to tell you you have to go and deal with TikTok. I'm not saying that, because I put those videos up after I post them on TikTok on the other social media as well, which seems to make sense. You guys seem to be okay with that. So go and check it out. I don't even make fun of them, really. I just show what Joe Biden did on Jimmy Kimmel last night. It was ridiculous, to be honest with you. So go and check that out. I appreciate you doing so. Let me tell you in the meantime about Stamps.com. Stamps.com is awesome. It's a great service that if you've got a computer and you've got a printer, you can do shipping without having to go to the post office or to UPS. They save you a bunch of money on both of those. Stamps.com makes mailing and shipping quick, easy, and cost-effective. Stamps.com, over 20 years, been an indispensable partner for over a million businesses. Stamps.com gives you access to the post office and UPS. Going to save you a bunch of money. How much? USPS, 30%, up to 30%. Up to 86% off of UPS. You really can't beat it. All you need is your regular computer and printer, as I said. Plus, Stamps.com seamlessly works with Shopify, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and many, many more. I want you to go and check out Stamps.com right now. It's a great company, a great service that a lot of people are getting a lot of use out of, and they're saving a bunch of money as well. Go to Stamps.com, click on the radio microphone, put in my name, Pags, get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, a digital scale. Don't have to worry about long-term commitments or contracts. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and put in my code Pags, and make that happen right now. I appreciate you taking the time. Let's go to the phone lines in the meantime. Say hello and welcome to line one. Is Matthew in Minnesota. Matthew, what's going on?
Hello. Good evening. So as far as our insurrection, quote-unquote, coverage that we're going to be having here on the mainstream media, I want to bring up a point I don't think gets enough attention. And that point is that we've had multiple Democrats, politicians, that have threatened people and incited violence, right? Yeah. Cynthia Johnson, the 5th district or 5th House district called representatives in Michigan. I mean, she literally called for her soldiers to make Trumpers pay. So I'm confused. That to me seems like that's she's trying to stir people up and get them to do something.
Right.
And then you also had mentioned people on the left referring to Trump as being fascist. I encourage you people, please look up the definition of what fascism really is, because you're so far off.
I'm with you, and you're right. Yesterday I talked about Maxine Waters. We talked about Chuck Schumer, what he had to say against Kavanaugh. Then suddenly somebody's out from California with a gun in front of Kavanaugh's house ready to go and kill him and then kill himself. You've got people who have been inciting riots and inciting violence for a long time. Don't let Republicans eat. Don't let conservatives eat. They disrupt anywhere. They're watching their kids play or something. They disrupt that. It doesn't make any sense other than to say the Republicans don't have the same backbone that the Democrats do. Whether you agree or disagree with the Democrats, and of course I disagree with most of what they say, they are very, very good at circling the wagons. They're very, very good at not backing down. They're very, very good at not giving in. Republicans will apologize in about 2 seconds, so they'll be invited to the next congressional party, which doesn't make any sense. They've got to get a backbone. You've got to get more people in there, like Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan, Marjorie Taylor Greene, all these people, Lauren Boebert, who's coming up after the break. You've got to get more people in there like that, because they're going to stand up and they don't care what somebody says against them. They literally just don't care, other than the value system that they believe in, which is the true blue American value system. That shouldn't be going by the wayside. So Lauren Boebert, when we come back, District 3 Republican, great state of Colorado. A great conversation with her about the hypocrisy of Congress and how she does have a backbone. She's not going to back down. Got that for you and a whole lot more. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Go to the website right now. We're back after this. Stay here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Stopping by. I appreciate you taking the time. Really glad to have this young lady back. She's District 3 Republican, the great state of Colorado. It's Lauren Boebert. Lauren, how are you? Good to see you.
I am doing fantastic. Thanks so much for having me out again.
Thank you so much for your backbone. You get attacked every single day. And I guess if you weren't attacked, you might be afraid that you aren't rattling the left. You are standing for American values. You're a true nationalist, not some adjective nationalist, just somebody who loves the nation and you believe in traditional American values. Do you ever go home at the end of the day and say to yourself, man, was that even worth it? Or are you happy to fight this fight every day?
Oh, I am so happy to fight this fight each and every day. I get to wake up and be a strong voice for freedom. I didn't come here to regulate my constituents' freedoms away. The proper role of government is to keep us free.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what I put as a priority. And, you know, it could be kind of draining if I was only in Washington, D.C. day after day. But when I'm not here, I go home. And the people back in my district are so wonderful, and they are putting in so much of an effort to get our country turned back around. They really are my motivation going forward. That and a good cup of coffee doesn't help, doesn't hurt much either. But, you know, you got to have tough skin and a tender heart. And remember that this is all about people and putting people first.
It is Lauren for Colorado is her website. Lauren Boebert, District 3 Republican, great state of Colorado. You know, you and I are both Second Amendment lovers. We believe in the Constitution. We believe the Second Amendment was put in there to protect all of our other rights. And I think that's what the founding fathers wanted to do. In fact, somebody is out there maybe not using the law and the police.
We're Washington, D.C. I think this is the songbird of Washington, D.C.
It's about the fifth time we've heard something like that since we connected. So I get it. But let's talk about the Second Amendment. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That is a part of that amendment that really is separated by a comma, but in today's language, it would be a period. That's a new sentence. That shall not be infringed. Yet every time a bad guy does something, instead of us saying, let's get more good guys and good gals with guns to protect our kids, protect the grocery store, protect the theater, what we say is, out of Washington, let's take all the guns away. Does that make any sense?
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, just last week, we saw Paul Pelosi receive a DUI, and I don't see the speaker calling for everyone to lose their licenses and for their car keys to be taken away. I mean, this is something that the hypocrisy just shines through. We have a lawless administration right now. I don't know if you say it's from Pennsylvania Avenue. There's a fake White House set I know that Joe likes to operate from, and he goes home to Delaware. But, you know, they are completely lawless in everything that they do. The southern border is wide open, and our laws are not enforced at the southern border. I think Joe Biden is an honorary member of the cartel, and if he isn't, then Secretary Mayorkas, who needs to be impeached, certainly is. But they are allowing people to come into our country illegally, nearly 3 million illegal aliens, because they say these people deserve due process. But yet, they want to take away that same due process from law-abiding citizens with red flag gun laws. I mean, these are absolutely egregious and an attack on the citizens of the United States. Now, that shall not be infringed. It ends in a period. There's no semicolon. It's not shall not be infringed unless the guy next to you is doing something really bad.
Right.
And this is something that really needs to come back to the surface here. And I think a lot of people are starting to talk about that. Our founding fathers did not just come back from a hunting exposition. They liberated a nation. So the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. It is to keep us free, to be able to protect ourselves. I'm a mom of four boys, 5 foot, 100 pounds. I need to be able to protect myself. I need to protect my children, those around me. And a firearm is a great equalizer.
It is. Lauren Boebert, U.S. Representative, great state of Colorado. You know, what's interesting about what you just said is they keep on saying you don't need more than two rounds to kill a deer. Joe Biden said something about deer aren't running down the hallways of schools. They know that they're lying because these idiots are all protected by good guys with guns every day.
That's exactly
every
right.
single day. They've got 7 to 15 round mags in their pistols. They've got 30 round mags in their whatever the rifles are. They're not AR-15s. That's not a big enough rifle to protect the president. So you got right. something else going on there. But they keep on attacking as if machines of war are showing up in our society. And they're trying to tell me, I've got an AR-15 15 feet away from us right now. I promise it's not going to shoot me as I do this interview. It's just an inanimate object. So right. why do they do that every single time? Rifle deaths in America are far less than blade deaths every year, yet nobody is banning blades.
Right. But you're exactly correct. And once again, the hypocrisy, it's right there on full display.
Yeah.
Go to the White House and they have a fence protecting the White House. They have armed security protecting the White House, everyone who is inside of it. Look at the United States Capitol building. We had a fence up with miles of razor wire for months and months with 26,000 armed National Guards. Don't tell me that walls and armed security don't work when this is what America's elite use every single day for their own personal protection. So, you know, this is just a slap in the face of American citizens all across our nation who just simply want to protect ourselves.
District 3 Republican, great state of Colorado, Lauren Boebert. Lauren, almost immediately I heard on my show, and I've got a huge, you know, audience that I thank God for, 6 million people listen, and they said immediately, why did we send $40 billion to Zelensky when we have schools and grocery stores and theaters and malls that are open to the public and we have no good guys with guns? Couldn't we fortify our schools without making them look like prisons or penitentiaries by having good people with guns that know what they're doing, just like you're protected every day? And I want you to be protected every day, just like people on Hollywood sets are protected every day. Mm-hmm. And I want them to be protected every day.
Unless Alec Baldwin is there.
Well, exactly right. Somebody might die, which we saw. At the end of the day, though, you've got Matthew McConaughey showing up acting like, you know, he's going to fix it all by saying raise the H of this, red flag laws that, when all we really have to do is show our kids the same respect that you get in Congress or the president gets or McConaughey gets on a set.
You're exactly right. Maybe a little too right. And that's the problem with this. It's too simple. We can solve this problem. We can fortify our schools. They don't have to look like prisons.
Yeah.
They can still be very appealing, but we can have armed security. We can have armed teachers. In Colorado, there's an organization called Faster Colorado, and they actually go around to different school districts and certify teachers to carry within our schools. Now, the school district has to approve of that, but this is something that every school should be doing. Not every teacher needs to be armed, but we certainly need somebody in there, a good guy with a gun to stop a crazed maniac who would come in there with a gun to neutralize that threat. So this is something that we absolutely need to do. We have $190 billion right now that's unspent from the COVID money that we sent to schools. I do believe that this needs to be a local effort with working with your local school districts, your counties, your sheriffs. However, $190 billion, that's a great jump start into securing our nation's most valuable asset, our children.
It is District 3 Republican, great state of Colorado, Lauren Boebert, laurenforcolorado.com, and 4 is F-O-R, laurenforcolorado.com. When it comes to arming teachers, I'm all for it. Again, I'm a licensed, you know, carrier of firearms. I've got 5 guns not very far from us right now. They're not going to do anything. The argument that you get from the left is a student will somehow wrestle the gun away from the teacher and kill a bunch of people, or the teacher, if some kid acts up, will start shooting students. Now, none of that's true. You and I don't know where your kids go to school, but my kids go to public school. I send my kids to public school, and I trust the teacher to educate her, to help with their social, you know, socializing with kids, to make sure they're a good, productive member of society. For 8 or 9 hours a day, I trust these people with my kids. I want to be able to trust them with their lives, too, and they can't do that. In Parkland, we know that good guys without guns, like the wrestling coach, died trying to stop the guy. Had he had a gun, you know that guy would have stopped the guy. So what do you think about that argument, that teachers will somehow snap and start shooting students, or that a student will get the gun?
I think that's all that it is. It's just an argument to deflect so they could get the legislation that they want.
Right.
We already have gun laws on the books, and they aren't being enforced. Look at Hunter Biden as your first example. How many federal offenses did he have when lying on federal firearms forms or throwing a firearm into a dumpster and sending Secret Service after to go get it?
Wow.
Start right there. We have gun laws on the books that are not being enforced. I don't believe that more legislation is what's going to solve this problem. There have been many cases where shooters had multiple magazines on them, on their person, and they want to just limit the amount of ammunition you can have in a magazine. Like, that's going to solve it. Well, you can still have 10 round magazines,
right,
rather than 5 30-round magazines or whatever the number may be.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that more legislation is the answer. And it truly is just more excuses coming from the left, because they want to come after everything. They want to disarm America.
Yeah.
First and foremost, that is their ultimate goal. Beto has told us, I think it's really ironic that Robert Francis O'Rourke is kind of the Democrats' lead spokesperson when it comes to disarming Americans. And he himself was convicted of burglary.
Yeah.
And I've let him know multiple times, I get it. Burglars don't want armed victims, but that's our right here in America, is to be able to protect ourselves from fools like you.
He was also arrested for drunk driving, and it was a hit and run.
Yes.
And I can say it was
right.
A hit and run because the actual police officers who went there and made the report wrote that it was a hit and run. Somehow his parents, who, I don't know, are judges or something, they got that expunged and the whole hit and run thing went away. He's not a good guy, and he's in my state. I'm here in Texas.
Right.
This guy calls himself Beto. He acts like he's Hispanic. He's not. He's a fourth-generation Irish-American. Huh. And there's nothing wrong with that, but just don't act like you're something that you're not. On one hand, he's going to take away, hell yeah, we're going to take away your AK-47 and your AR-15. Then he said, no, I don't want to take anything away. Then the school shooting happens in Uvalde. I'm going to take everything away again. This guy is just, he's going as the wind blows because he thinks that Americans right now, because of this serious crisis, would be ready and willing to give up their Second Amendment rights. We're finding out that's just not true, right, Lauren? I mean, nobody wants to give up their right to protect themselves from tyranny or from the bad guys committing all these crimes.
Well, certainly the elite do not. Look at all of the members of Congress who shout to defund the police, yet spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on personal private security,
exactly,
protecting themselves. So they aren't going to remove the firearms that are around them. And we certainly should not be removing the protection that millions of Americans have right now. We understand that the left wants to defund our police, remove that protection, that layer of protection that we have here in the United States. We see that the border is wide open and criminal aliens are coming across our border and into our communities. Fentanyl is up. There are illegal drugs coming up, coming through. And we need a way to protect ourselves. That's why gun sales are at all-time highs.
And that happens every time there's a Democrat in office. When Obama was in office, everybody went nuts buying guns too, because they see that this is what a dictator does. This is what a fascist does. I'll protect you. I'll take care of you. Give us your guns. And now they have complete control of the people. It's Lauren Boebert, District 3 Republican, the great state of Colorado. I know you've got to go. A couple of quick hits here. On the border, you've mentioned it a few times. Fentanyl comes across the border every day, enough to kill us all. And we've got 110,000 people dying of this poisoning every year, not even overdoses.
Yes.
They're being poisoned by fentanyl.
Yes.
We're doing nothing about it. We're acting like the gun is the bad guy somehow. The border is wide open. We've got COVID coming across the border. Nobody cares. What can you do? Let's say you should get the House back in 2023 and you get the Senate back in 2023. Can you put the brakes on what this wild, crazy, radical agenda is?
I think the first thing we need to do is put the pressure on Democrats. We've been able to do that in the minority. I was able to lead a public pressure campaign with the Disinformation Governance Board, this Ministry of Truth that the Democrats wanted to put forward. Secretary Mayorkas tapped Nina Jankowicz to run that Orwellian Department
so
of
nuts.
Propaganda.
Yeah.
And, so we were able to expose the truth of that to the American people, and they pulled back on it. And so when we get back in into the majority, we need to have hearings on the border immediately. This needs to be something that is in our top three of investigations to have oversight over, and really put forward impeachment articles for Secretary Mayorkas. We've already put them forward in this Congress, but that needs to be a priority in the next Congress because it's a complete dereliction of duty. He is not doing what he can do to keep America safe, the people here safe, by securing the southern border. But I've talked to Border Patrol agents, Joe. They said, we don't need more resources. We don't need more personnel. We can even do without the infrastructure right now. We just need the policy that allows us to do our job. That is as simple as it gets. Just allow them to enforce the laws that are already on the books.
And those are good men and women. They want to do the job. They're just not allowed to, because immigration law seems to just go by the way of the administration. It shouldn't. The law is the law is the law. You should follow the law whether you like it or not. And they're not doing that. I think Mayorkas has to go. That's for sure. One last thing. I know that some sheriff's offices are giving free permit training to teachers, which would be a very, very wise thing. How can we implement that across the country? What would you want to say to any sheriffs that are listening right now that aren't doing this right now?
I think that is fantastic. I mean, training is obviously the best thing that goes alongside of owning a firearm and the part of being a responsible gun owner. But for these sheriffs who are doing that, providing that training at no cost to our teachers, I think that is fantastic. Currently, we are looking at legislation that would provide grant funding to states who do not have IRPA laws, right. these red flag laws in their states, and it would help them boost that and get it going. I would much rather see grants go towards something like this in certifying teachers to be armed in our schools. And you know, Thomas Massey has legislation. He's the co-chair of the Second Amendment Caucus with me. And he has legislation to remove the federal law making all schools gun-free zones. Gun-free zones have proven to be deadly and makes our schools soft targets. So these are just some of the many, many things that we can do to actually prevent future school shootings.
And put signs out front saying we are armed and trained and ready to use it. Lauren,
these criminals are cowards. They don't want to be shot.
Of course. No, they're going to go to the next school. They're going to go to the next place. Or maybe they'll just stop doing it. It is Lauren Boebert, District 3 Republican, great state of Colorado. Thank you for the hard work for the American people. Thank you for the hard work for Colorado in your district. Let's do it again very soon. Great to see you.
Thanks so much, Joe.
All right. We're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
All right, glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to get to. It is the Joe Pags Show. We just heard from Lauren Boebert. Your thoughts about that? Stop by joepags.com. Give me your thoughts on that. Father's Day is on the way. You know, with Father's Day on the way, you've got to get some Omaha Steaks. This is a no-brainer, to be honest with you. We get Omaha Steaks all the time, whether it's a holiday or not. We have Omaha Steaks in the house right now. I've been eating Omaha Steaks for the past week or so, and they're just absolutely amazing. Now, here's what you can get. You can get Dad's Want Steaks package. This is a package you get by going to omahasteaks.com. You put PAGS, P-A-G-S, in the search bar. Click on search, and then this package will come up. It's $99. It's a limited-time package. 16 mouth-watering entrees. He's guaranteed to love for Father's Day, like smoky, tender, bacon-wrapped filet mignons. I ate almost all those the other night. I'll be honest with you. Gourmet Jumbo Franks, air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, and for a sweet finish, delicious caramel apple tartlets. You've got to go and get some of these. I'm hungry talking about them. Go to the website right now, omahasteaks.com, put in keyword PAGS, P-A-G-S, right in the search bar, click on search, and order the Dad's Want Steaks package. You're also going to get 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers. The burgers are full of bold, beefy flavor. They're made from 100% Omaha Steaks. You've got to go and get these right now. Dad is going to love them. He's going to share them with you, so you really can't lose on this. I'll be honest with you. omahasteaks.com. OmahaSteaks.com. Get the Dad's Want Steaks package by putting in keyword PAGS, P-A-G-S, 16 entrees, 4 desserts, 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers. Make it happen right now. All right, so there you go. Lauren Boebert calling out the left as she always does. They're hypocritical. They're lying. They're protected by good guys with guns. They want to change the gun laws while not changing where they go to work every day. It doesn't make a lot of sense to the average American. And that's why when we see polls come out, the average American says, no, I don't like what you're talking about when it comes to gun control. And a lot of people are going and buying right now guns like they were during the Obama administration. There's a reason why that happens. They're afraid their Second Amendment is going to go away. 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. Another big hour coming your way. Keep it right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.